Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome back to the Princess Para podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Para. How are you guys doing? You know, I'm doing pretty good. I was doing really good, and then my eye started to be so itchy, and it's really frustrating because I feel like this always happens to me like before bed. Because recently, I don't know what kind of medical thing this is, but right before bed lately, it's like I'm having an allergic reaction. It's so weird. And so I have allergic reactions sometimes because I am allergic to cats, sadly. But like when I'm around cats, I have the same feeling where it's like, it feels like my eyes start to like leak. Not like I'm crying. My throat like gets itchy. My throat gets like really itchy, and like the inside of my ears gets itchy. And the only thing that relieves it is sneezing. And so I sneeze like 6 times, and like go to bed. But like every single night for the past week, this is happening. And so I don't know if I'm just like allergic to like dust or something, but it's really confusing, to be completely honest. So that's kind of weird, but also has nothing to do about what I was talking about, but you know, I like to give little updates. Also, we are literally one listen on the podcast, any episode, away from hitting 1400 listens. And so like 1,000 was like a big one, you know. It was super cool when I hit that. But I think like being so close to like 1500 is also like really cool, because I know how long it took me to get that first 100 or get that first 500, that first 1000. And you know, it means a lot. Even if it's like, because that's the thing, is it's like my amount of listeners is really what matters to me, you know what I mean? Because somebody can, you know, go back and listen so many times. But just, like, seeing that so many people, like, continue to listen to the podcast, even if it's only, like, 5 people. That's 5 people listen to my podcast, like, consistently. And that really means a lot. And, you know, like, I know I've said this before. Like, I didn't create the podcast to, like, appease other people. I just wanted, like, somewhere to share my stories and, like, listen back to it years later. And you know, like I don't think there'll ever be a time that I like private this, but I might, you know. It's kind of just like a scrapbook of, you know, the things I've done and the stories I've told. And I think that's really cool. Like I said, like I've said 100 times before, like I really do recommend just starting a podcast to anybody that wants to. Cause that's the thing, is that's like, people don't have to listen, you know what I mean? If you're making a podcast because you want people to listen to you, like, that's one thing. But if you're just making it to, like, you know, share your stories because you want to, that's a completely different thing. And I'm more of the second one. I mean, it depends on the topic. Sometimes there are things I want to share that I want, like, people, you know, to hear, I think, is, like, you know, I think that my stories can help people. But, you know, it's more of that second. And I mean, like, I've seen the meme going around where it's like, you know, girls will tell one joke with their friends and be like, oh my gosh, we're so funny, we need to start a podcast. And it's like, nobody's making you listen to their podcast. Like, stop being a hater. I hate when people do that. I get, like, angry about it. Like, teenage girls cannot do one thing without getting made fun of. And I know it's lighthearted and, oh, it's whatever, and they're just joking. But, like, it's hard being a teen girl anyways. And now you're going to make fun of me for, like, the way I eat chicken wings, or the way I run, or the way I play soccer, or the way I talk. It's, like, you know, things like that, like, I don't think it's, like, hurtful. But there definitely was a time when I was, like, you know, 15 years old that I was, like, oh my gosh, I do those things. Or am I not supposed to do those things? Am I not supposed to, you know, look this way, like, making fun of the way, like, teen girls look. Ugh. She's so angry. Anyways, that has nothing to do with what I was talking about. But, you know, it was just a really scary sound. As some of you know, I am going to college in just a little bit of time. And I think that's come up with like a lot of fear, but not just for college, like fear of the unknown, which I think is, we don't really talk about, because there can be like realistic fears that I have, with life, with college, with, starting a job, but it's more fear of the unknown. It's like I'm really scared for this specific thing. It's like I'm scared and I know that I don't know what I'm doing. And that's a scary feeling for me specifically, and I'm obviously for other people. But I just like I have this like shame around not knowing things sometimes, even if I'm supposed to not know it yet, you know what I mean? Nobody's expecting me to know where all my classes are the second I get there, or no one's expecting me to know how to do this the second I get there. No one's expecting me to know, how to do laundry. No, I do know how to do laundry. If you don't know how to do laundry, please learn. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Yeah, no one's expecting me to know how to do these things, but I just have such a shame, and it's almost like when somebody has to show me or tell me what to do, I feel like they think I'm dumb automatically. And I think that's like a deep internal fear that people think I'm like dumb. Because like a lot there's like I've talked about this before, like there's things that trigger me, but it goes back to like three main things. It's like people think I'm stupid, I'm not worth talking to, and I'm a bad person. None of those things are true, but there have been things in my life that have shown me that people believe those things. That says nothing about me, but those are things that I'm sensitive about. So when anything even comes close to like talking about or touching on those topics, it hurts so much more. I describe it as like, if you have a bruise, if you have like a bruise on one knee and not a bruise on the other. Somebody can be poking those at the exact same time, the exact same strength, and it'll hurt more on one knee. Because why? Because it's already hurt. Yeah. But, like, it's just. I need to get over that. I need to get over, like, feeling like people think I'm stupid because they don't. You know what I mean? And it's okay to ask. Ask. I'd say it's the stupid, dumb thing not to ask when you need help. Because I've had that before. You know what I mean? When I ask questions, I grow more, I learn more, and that's what makes me feel smart. You know what I mean? That's what I need to base those things on things that are like within my control, but things that I can do every day. You know what I mean? When I'm learning things, it makes me feel smart. Before it was all based on like, oh, I got an A on my test. I'm so smart. It makes me feel so smart. And yes, that's great. Getting an A on your test is great, but sometimes you're not going to get an A every time. Sometimes you're not going to understand the material and you're going to get a lower grade. And that's okay. I know learning things makes you feel smart. Helping people makes me feel like a good person. Sharing stories and not caring what people think makes me, feel like people want to listen to me. Because they do. And I think like helping others feel the way about themselves also helps me. When I make people feel smart, makes me feel smart about myself. When I make people feel like they're being listened to, it makes me feel like they're listening to me. Because it's just like little moments that people do all the time can be so harmful when you walk around every day believing that nobody cares what you want, what you have to say. Just little things like you're talking and people will respond like, oh, okay, who is texting me? They need to stop. Anyways, yeah, so that fear of the unknown, like fear of, I think it's often like what people are thinking with me, and I cannot control that. You know, because people aren't going to be mean to your face and say, oh, nothing you have to say is worthwhile. You know, most people aren't. The few will. But it's more like, what are they thinking? What is their body language telling me? And what can I not know? You know what I mean? What's their body language telling me? But also, they're thinking something, and I don't know what it is. And I want to know what it is, because I want to be in control. And that's hard, because I can't be in control all the time, which I've had to learn. And that's really apparent in college, because, like, I'm not going to know most things when I get there. And that's going to be okay. And I have to tell myself that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm capable, and everybody has been in my shoes before. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing I understand about, like, you know, with high school freshmen, people being, oh, the upperclassmen are going to be so mean to you, this and that. Or, you know, people hate kids. You were once a kid! You were once a freshman! Why are you being so mean? That, like, really makes me frustrated. Because they're like, oh, you know, I might tell freshmen to go to the wrong class. And it's like, that's not really funny. Not really funny at all. Because it's already stressful, and they already had to work up that confidence to ask you, like, where their class is. Ugh. So frustrating. But yeah, everyone has been in your shoes before. Especially with, like, school things. When you're, like, a freshman, like, everybody has been there. Everybody gets that it's scary. And most people are there to help you. You know, no one's going to laugh in your face. And that's the thing is, like, some people are really rude, but most people are, like, moderately nice. You know what I mean? That's what I have to tell myself sometimes. It's like, not everyone's going to be super kind, but that doesn't mean that everyone's going to be super mean. You know what I mean? I'd say most people are moderate, you know? If you're a freshman asking someone where your class is, most people are going to point you in the right direction. You know what I mean? Ugh. But yeah, I think, like, fear of the unknown, like, just goes past so many other things. Like, I think people have such, like, fear of the future and not knowing what's going to hold for them. I think a lot of people, like, because I have a lot of friends going to Christian college, and this isn't, like, Christian college meaning, like, I'm also Christian, but anyways, it'll make sense when I get to the story. And there's a, like, rain before spring thing. And this is not tying back to any of my friends, just so you know. So nobody feels personally attacked by this. But I think if I was going to that kind of school where that there's that kind of reputation of, oh, rain before spring, I think I would have a little bit of fear. Oh my gosh, well, I'm already a junior and nobody's put a ring on it yet and nobody wants to be my boo. But it's, like, that just puts so much, like, fear of the future. But I want to say anticipation, but, like, not in a good way. You know what I mean? If you're anticipating and putting your entire life's mission on, like, getting married, like, it might not just be the time for you. You know what I mean? Like, I think there are things that you can count on when you're going to school. You know, if you continue through it, in 4 years, you're going to have a degree. Are things like there are things that you can count on for putting the work in, but there's just things you have to wait for. And I think that that's so difficult for me because I want to be in control and I want to know exactly when things are going to happen. That's why you guys heard me. You guys heard me on here crying every week about how I wanted friends so bad. It just, like, wasn't my timing, and there were some, like, things that were stacked against me. And that sucks, but I just had to wait. And things got better. Not overnight, but little by little. And things got worse. Things got better and things got worse. That's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. I want to say, like, marriage, I feel like, is the biggest one. Or relationships in general. You know, oh, I want a boyfriend so bad. I'd be so much happier if I had a boyfriend. And it's like, well, probably not. You know, like, you can't stack your happiness on somebody else in your life. You know what I mean? And that is so hard. Because I have friends where it's like, if anything, not if anything happened to them, but if I ever lost them, where like we weren't friends anymore, not they died, but I wasn't friends with them anymore, I don't think I would recover. I don't think I'd ever be happy again. And wow, like that is just like a way that I'm saying how much I love them. And it would be terrible. And I don't think I would ever like, forget them or stop missing them. I could be happy again. You know what I mean? And I think if that happened to anybody in my life, like that's something that you have not think about, not thinking about losing the people in your life. I'm not saying that, but something that, I at least need to think about is that like I'm only in charge of myself. And I need to find happiness in myself, like no matter what. And you always have to be like a happy person. I'd say like finding joy in your life in the little things, even when you're not happy. I'd say I'm not happy a lot of the time, but I have joy. My back is so itchy. I'm like laying on a rock or something. Goodness grief. Oh. But yeah. I think the unknown is really scary. Just like not knowing. I truly do kind of feel bad for people that like go into college not knowing what they want to like, do with their life. It's not like I feel bad for them. It's more I'm just so thankful that I know what I want to do and I'm like not really in any danger of that changing, at least in the moment. I think it's really scary to be like, what am I gonna do with my life? You have to make that decision right now. And that's difficult because, I mean, even like we focus so much on like money, and I talked about this in my last episode was like purpose and like passion. The thing that like you're passionate about like doesn't have to be like a career, but it can be your purpose. Or like your passion doesn't have always have to lead into a career, but it can. And in those cases, that's where I find people, are happy in those jobs. But I like when people tell us they want to be like artists, do they have a passion for like music or things like that? We always tie it back to, oh, you're never going to make a living. But like if they're passionate about that, you can be realistic with them. If you're their parent, but if you're somebody that just like, I don't know, is loosely in their life. I had somebody tell me recently, oh, were you really going to make a lot of money as a therapist? And I was like, I mean, I don't think I'll be struggling. But like, why would you say that? When I've told you how passionate I am about helping people, children, you're gonna tell me, oh, do you really want to be a child psychologist? But what if you don't make any money? I just told you that I was passionate about this and I wanted to help people. And now you're like, well, if I was you, I'd be a waitress. Like, no shame on waitresses. But like, if I told you I had a passion for this, I had a passion for being a waitress, let's do it. But I don't. I have a passion for being a child psychologist. And I just thought that was so weird because not it wasn't even like I've never heard somebody say that, therapists don't make, money. I get that we're not, no one's rolling in the dough, but I'd never heard anybody like say that. And that's not gonna change the way I feel. I just thought it was a little bit funny. And that's the thing is like you can go to college and get like a basic degree. You know what I mean? If you don't know what you want to do with your life, don't go into culinary arts. You know what I mean? Like go into like, I don't know, business. It's like I don't think obviously I'm speaking literally out of my butt. Like I don't know what I'm talking about. But still, I just thought that was definitely a story that Someone's trying to convince me to not be a child psychologist because I don't make enough money, which is funny. Think it just depends. Depends. Because, I mean, I would say the thing I fear most is, like, being by myself. Not because I don't think I can do it, but because I've never done it before. You know, I think that's the biggest, the hardest thing recently is, like, you don't really know how to do that yet. And that's okay. Doing a lot of things for the, oh, for the first time being in college, you know, living by myself, you know. Being in college, knowing where my classes are, all that jazz. But you know what? Soon enough, I will know these things like the back of my hand. And that's why I have to tell myself, like, I'm not always gonna be clueless. I'm gonna learn things. But you know what? Like, I'm constantly gonna be, you know, in new places where I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'd much rather do that than be in the same, you know, town I am my entire life. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just not the life I want. You know, things are gonna be different, you know? And I hope that you guys get to be a part of, you know, my life as I get older and my life starts to change. And I will definitely continue the podcast while I'm in college. I have no idea how that schedule is gonna look, but I will keep you guys posted because, you know, I love you. But yeah, definitely let me know. Go ahead. DM me on Instagram because guys, we have literally been at what 96 followers for such a long time. I'm trying to see how many followers I have so I can tell you guys. Oh, somebody unfollowed me, so we're at 95 followers and oh. Another person just unfollowed me. Perfect. We're currently at 94 followers. So, if you guys want to follow me, definitely do that. We need 6 more followers. My Instagram is princess.pear.podcast. I like to post lots of funny little things on my story. So, definitely check it out. I also have a email down below and merch, which I never talk about, but I think it's really cute. I have one shirt that says I love oversharing and another shirt that says I love Princess Pear. So if you also love Princess Pear or oversharing, definitely check those out and tell me how you feel about them. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Have a lovely day and eat your vegetables. Bye bye now.